Welcome to this News and Views podcast with me, State Senator Dave Orgel. Today, my goal is to give a brief rundown on my week in the state capitol, both in Harrisburg and in the district. As always, to learn more about any of these topics, please visit my website at senatororgel.com. The week began with a workshop here in Harrisburg with both the Majority Policy Committee, which I chair, and the Democratic Policy Committee, which is chaired by my friend, Senator Lisa Boscola from the Bethlehem area, on the subject of school district consolidation. We heard from a variety of people on the issue, worried about costs, worried about the quality of education, talking about transportation, sports, a variety of other school-related issues. We talked about both the pros and the cons. It's an interesting subject because here in Pennsylvania, we have 500 school districts. Our neighbor to the south, the state of Maryland, has a grand total of one per county plus one for the city of Baltimore. We know that some school districts are already sharing services in order to save taxpayer dollars. Quite honestly, we'd like to see more cooperation. I don't think a one-size-fits-all approach will work for Pennsylvania, but we're trying to do what we can to push the issue. Again, the goal is good education and protecting the taxpayer dollars. As always, to watch the whole hearing in its entirety, just view the website at senatororgel.com. The members of the House and Senate Agriculture Committees this week held a meeting with Congressman G.T. Thompson and our newest congressman from Pennsylvania, Fred Keller, to look at what we can do to help dairy farmers. The dairy economy in Pennsylvania has been in a serious decline now for several years. One possible idea, reversing some federal school nutrition standards put into effect by the Obama administration that have discouraged students from drinking whole milk. This is a really important issue in Schuylkill and Berks County and many other rural counties all across Pennsylvania. We're looking for some way to put an end to this ongoing economic crisis for our local dairy farmers, their employees, and their families. As always, to learn more about this issue, you can read the newsletter and on the website at senatororgel.com. The Senate Urban Affairs and Housing Committee this week met to tackle several different issues related to blight. Several of the bills were championed by the statewide blight task force, which I chair, and they were all approved. The bills were designed to assist with new affordable housing costs, as well as some rehabilitation projects, to allow local governments more control over blighted areas, to establish some additional demolition and rehab dollars for blighted properties, and also, finally, to make sure that when we're talking about blight, that definition in a place like Port Carbon or Monoy City or Redding is the same definition of blight that you would see in Erie or Philadelphia or Pittsburgh. As always, to learn more about these bills, please visit my website at senatororgel.com. Schuylkill County was the focus last week as two state high school champions were crowned in state college. This week, both Williams Valley and Pine Grove area girls high school softball teams came to visit the Capitol to be recognized for their hard work and their dedication on the field. You can see my comments on the Senate floor on Facebook at facebook.com/Senator Orgel. My week ended with a very interesting visit from our new Lieutenant Governor, John Fetterman, who came to visit the borough of Shenandoah at my request. He met with some local residents who have been actively working to breathe new life into that old town and to revitalize the downtown. We discussed a very interesting project that downtown Shenandoah is working on to create and build an innovation center. And quite honestly, we need the Lieutenant Governor's help. To see the photos of the day, please check out my Instagram page at Senator Orgel. Once again, thanks for listening to News and Views. Please subscribe to my e-newsletter at senatororgel.com.